back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
All right, tonight we have a special guest, and tonight we're going to be speaking with Monique Newell Taylor, and she was born and raised on the east side of Kansas City, Missouri. She had a traumatic childhood that includes violence, sexual abuse, alcoholism, and an eating disorder that started at the age of 5 and lasted until she was 40. She was 21 years old when she started out on a journey of drug addiction that would last over 2 decades and take her down roads to places that no one could ever imagine she would go. Over 65 arrests, with 4 of them being felonies, those to include prostitution, auto theft, commercial burglary, habitual shoplifting, and transporting drugs. Her addiction took her across the United States on a drug-hungered crime spree that lasted over 2 decades. Her story shows how violence and addiction ravaged her family for 3 generations. It seemed like she was addicted to the bad boys and unhealthy relationships, as bad as she was the drugs, choosing men who drug her down time and time again. Today, she has turned her life over to God, and she has not used crack for 7 years. God healed her relationships with her children and her family, and she is now a happy newlywed. She wishes to share her story about God's grace, as she was a woman who hated herself, abandoned her children, was in and out of prison. Her parents gave up on her, and now she is finally at a happy ending. And she would love to share and inspire others and give hope to anyone that she can. So it's going to be a great show. Stay tuned in tonight as we hear Monique's story. And before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody around the world who tunes in every Wednesday night to the Great Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And like my missus said, we got a great show tonight. The first half I watch is going to be with Miss Monique Taylor, like my wife said, and she's going to tell her story. And then the second half of the show will be my man, Mr. RJ, and Mr. Andrew will be in the building, and we'll be talking about the Leaks Tax Group, LLC. And before we go to Ms. Taylor, I'm going to shoot this commercial out there, and we'll be coming right back with Ms. Taylor.
Happy New Year. And with a new year, we know brings new beginnings, right? But if that's the case, the first thing we need to do is get them taxes done. So if you need excellent service, go to the Elite Tax Group, LLC. Experienced, responsive, innovative tax professional. You want mobile? They come to you. You want virtual? Just give them a call. Face to face, stop by a location near you. Flat rate guaranteed, $400 for 1040 W-2. $450 for self-employed, and if you want cash on demand within 24 hours, you'll receive $500 once you have been accepted upon your tax return. Yo, now all you gotta do is go to 2550 West Union Hill Drive, Suite 350, Phoenix, Arizona 85027, or give them a call, 480-465-4078, and you can also go to the website, www.theelitetaxgroup.com, spelled just like that.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And like I said, that's my man and them, the Leaks Tax Group, LLC. Check them out. They're in the building here in Arizona. And we're going to go to Ms. Taylor right now. We'll turn the mic over to Ms. Taylor.
Okay.
All right, Monique.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. Tell us a little bit about you, your name, and where you're at right now.
Okay, my name is Monique Taylor. I'm living in Texas, Waco, Texas right now, but I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
All right. Thank you for coming on and wanting to share your story. You've had an extraordinary life. You've made a lot of mistakes, and we know now that you've, you know, fixed all those mistakes, and your message tonight, I think, is going to tell everybody that no matter what you've gone through, you can change your life, and, you know, God can help you do that. So tell us a little bit about how you were raised and kind of what got you off track in the very beginning. At five, you know, you were already having an eating disorder, so something must have happened even at a, you know, early childhood.
Yes, when I was 3 years old, my father was shot in front of me. He didn't die. My mom was having an affair, and her boyfriend shot my dad. So, and that happened at three. And that same year, both of my grandfathers started molesting me. And then at age four, I was raped by three of my teenage cousins. So by the time I was 5 years old, I pretty much didn't really even have a chance, I don't think, to be normal, have a normal childhood, because I think it was already robbed from me.
Right, exactly. I can't imagine. I right now here in Phoenix, there's a story of a three-year-old, a little girl that was has been sexually abused, and they've had her bound and tied in a garbage bag in the closet and in feces. And you know, they finally caught the guy and the mother that allowed him to take care of her. But it's just, you know, what is her life going to be like, you know, growing up, and are those memories going to stay with her? And tell us a little bit about how you felt and just the thoughts that you had, if you can remember that far back to maybe anger, resentment, low self-esteem, those kind of things, even at a young age, or maybe just a lot of hatred.
I most definitely had a lot of low self-esteem. No one believed it because I always was dressing up the outside and wearing those masks. I started acquiring those masks at a very young age. So both of my parents were alcoholics, and my grandfather and my grandmother drank, and aunts and uncles. In my early childhood, and when I was 12 years old, my mom got saved and started going to church, but that didn't make things a lot easier because my dad was very resentful because he didn't go to church. So he stayed very active in his alcoholism, and he was very angry with my mom and actually even was jealous of God. He just felt like I was another boyfriend for my mom. And my mom got saved and we went to a Christian school, but we still had a lot of barriers and challenges even in the Christian school. So it was, I think, just because the Christian school was in a nicer neighborhood and we were from the wrong side of the tracks. So we weren't really accepted and embraced into that school.
And the thing, though, about the sexual abuse and alcoholism and eating disorders, it doesn't discriminate against religion or race or anything. It's across the board in rural communities and inner cities and countryside. And, I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And I think with the eating disorder, I just believe that I, even after I got actively into my addiction and I started prostituting and working the street, every time that I turned a date, I literally made myself vomit. So it wasn't even an eating. It wasn't so much even about eating that was a sickness for me. It was just, I think, a way of trying to control the feelings I had inside of me.
Right. Now, after you were sexually abused all those years as a young child. I know myself being sexually abused as a child that you have that low self-esteem and that low, you know, that other people are looking bad on you, and they maybe necessarily aren't, but it's, I think, our own feelings of shame and guilt and things that are not really our fault, but we don't understand it at that time, so we have those feelings because we don't know better. But having those feelings gone through that, what were the decisions that made you start prostituting?
I believe, well, when I was, I quit going to Christian school when I was in 11th grade. And at that time, I started smoking marijuana, and I was using Robin Eggs Speed and drinking. And the first day that I ever drank in my life, I blacked out. So I started having blackouts immediately as a teenager. And my family members, one time my brothers came, and I was just passed out on the grass out on the side of my car. So when I was 21 is whenever I started doing crack. And when I started, it was in 88, and that's when it really first hit the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and at that time people were wanting, you know, men wanted you to do things, you know, perform sexual acts with them for drugs. And so in my mind, obviously someone turned me out to prostitution,
right.
But in my mind I was always gonna make my own money. One of my sayings was, I refuse to allow anyone that has the substance that's controlling me to control me. But obviously that was just
a little
mimic
denial
that I had, because
right,
yeah, that was just my little sing song mimic, and it was really ridiculous because I was obviously controlled for decades, as I said.
Right. So the drugs and alcoholism has a lot to do with it, and that's true. I mean, you know, if you drink so much, and on top of that, you have drugs in your body. And that's where a lot of women get raped or take advantage of, because they really don't know what they're doing and they're not in control.
Right. And in the years of prostitution, I escaped, literally escaped serial killers several times. One of my friends, a young girl, and actually a friend of mine in Kansas City has an outreach called Veronica's Voice, and the girl's name was Veronica, and she was 21 years old, and she got strangled to death out. She got picked up by a taxi driver, and he was a date, and he ended up killing her. And so now my friend has an outreach for women that are surviving the sex industry. And I just know that even all through those years, I worked the streets in Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Long Beach, L.A., Pacoima, Pomona. And in all those places, there were so many times that someone had, I've had guns to my head, hands around my neck, kidnapped. And just people, I have been places and left, and those people ended up getting killed. It was like, and some people don't believe it, but I just know that God protected me in that lifestyle.
Right. Because there's so many girls that don't get out. And we know, right. I mean, sex trafficking is a big deal. It really is. And the guys that do it don't care anything about you. They will do anything to you. You're just an object to them, and that's what they do. They keep you drugged. They will, you know, handcuff you, tie you, use a gun, use whatever they have to control you and make you do what they want them to. They want you to do.
The brainwashing and manipulation as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just
exactly.
A lot that goes with it, and most women are totally just looking for a father figure or looking for love. And it's just really sad how your minds are totally twisted whenever
right.
you're in that situation.
Yep. Don't ever take anything from anyone out on the street, because once you take something, you're going to owe them something. And that's what these young kids need to understand, especially, you know, the young runaways and people that think that it's better out in the street. It's not. You know, stay home, listen to your mom and dad, get an education and do something good for yourself, because, you know, listen to Monique's story. She's telling you right here what she went through, you know. She had guns to her head, and all these things happened to her. A lot of it is because of the drugs and the alcohol. So what advice do you have for young girls that may be going through that same situation?
Well,
boys, because we know it happens to young boys too.
You know, I'll just share this really quick. I have a brother that's 2 years younger than me, and so 20 years ago he was buying drugs, and the guy pulled a gun on him, and my brother was wrestling him for his gun, and he got the guy's gun and he killed him. And that brother got 5 years because it was a drug-related crime, but he still got self-defense. And then I have another, mm-hmm. my baby brother got shot 5 times. And then just 3 months ago, my youngest daughter, and this, I'm just sharing this to show you how the cycle is just, if people, you know, talk about generational curses or just the cycle of addiction just carries on generation after generation. And my mm-hmm. youngest daughter and my nephew, who were raised together, a guy got in her car and put a gun to her head. And she had a registered gun in her purse, and my nephew reached in her purse and got the gun and had to save her life. And in doing so, mm-hmm. he had to kill the guy, and the guy was a 23-year-old. So obviously they're dealing with PTSD and just trauma from that instance. So mm-hmm. I would just tell young girls that they are worthy, and just to plug in and stay home. And if home's bad, reach out there and look for resources. You know, some people per se don't want to like go to church. They might, because some people, I was actually even abused in Christian school by a principal. So, you know, sometimes you can't even mm-hmm. feel safe at a place like that. And you just, there's so many resources out there now for young girls and young boys, because there's mm-hmm. I've met so many young boys that were into prostitution as well and that were abused. And it's just, there's resources out there. Just, you know, go to school. And my daughter started college when she was 15 because she came from, you know, went back home from California. And, you know, she was very intelligent, and she just was far advanced as far as staying in school and getting in trouble. And she got to start college at a young age, and just school, and just really reach out to people in the community, organizations like your guys' organization, and they have them in every city just about. And mm-hmm. if they don't, there's a great need for those type of organizations.
Exactly. Exactly, and we're global, so you can always reach out to us from anywhere you are. Just contact us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com and give us your information, and we'll get a hold of you. Gosh, you know, 20 years you were out, you know, doing these kind of things, and 65 arrests. That's a lot.
And treatment over 20 times. And the last case that I got, this is the thing that I met a guy in treatment, and I let him move in with me, and I was going to college and going to AA, and he was using actively, and then eventually after 6 months, I used with him. I was on a 6-week binge with him, and I participated in a bank robbery with him. And when I got arrested for that, the transportation was on their way to pick me up and take me to the feds. And when I see my paperwork that said 20 years is what I was looking at, and I knew in the feds you pretty much get what they put down on paper for you. Mm-hmm. I was planning my suicide, and for some reason, they called me back in 15 minutes before court closed, 15 minutes till 5, and they let me out on pre-sentence PSI. And I ended up getting 18 months because I hadn't been in trouble for like 15 years when that happened. Mm-hmm. But I went and did my time, and I went to the halfway house, and every time I signed out, that paper said term of sentence 20 years. So it was like God was telling me every time that that's what man had intended for me to get was 20-year sentence. And thank God I got out. And actually, I met my husband when I was in the halfway house, and he was married and had a church, and so I met him, and I reached out to him a couple times within the last 5 years. And then last year I reached out to him for prayer, and his wife had just passed away, and he had 3 small children. And we ended up getting married. So now I'm starting over, all over with small children.
Yeah. Wow.
But that is awesome in itself as well.
Yeah. It's a whole new world. It's a different, whole different story.
Yes.
So many years you had all these low points, and like you said, at many times you should have been dead, you shouldn't have survived, but you did. And even to, you know, try to take your own life, and that didn't happen. Was there like one certain turning point where you really came face to face with God?
There was a lot of times. I remember one time, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, and there was a BFI trash truck that was driving around. And every morning at 5 o'clock, that truck would try to pick me up. And I never would get in his truck. And like 3 months later, I was in California in Long Beach. And a nationwide news flash came across the TV in California. And that guy was arrested for soliciting a prostitute right there, where I just mentioned, and he had killed over 26 women nationwide.
Oh, my.
And then another time in Long Beach, I used to go to this place that they called the Junkies. It was in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And a body was found, and she was shot in the head, and there was her hands were tied behind her back, and her ankles were tied. And it was in the newspaper and on the news, and they thought that was me because that girl had my ID in her back pocket because she stole my ID out of my purse. And my daughter saw that on the news.
Mm.
So
that would be kind of a scary situation to hear that, your mother.
Mm. Yes, that was.
So how is your relationship now with your kids? Or how many older kids do you have?
I have 3 girls and 1 boy. My son is in prison. He's in federal prison. I just went to see him like 3 weeks ago, and our relationships are all healed. My daughter, it's ironic that you guys are going to have a tax story on your next half, but I have a tax office in Kansas City, Missouri that me and my daughter are partnered in.
Okay.
We have like 400 customers there.
Great.
And
good.
So she's running it this year, and I work remotely, and then I'm opening one here. So this is my first year here in Waco. I have a daughter in California and then my youngest daughter, but we are all on very good terms. Nobody's mad at me and angry at me anymore. And I think the good thing was that I was able to make amends to my kids and live in that amends before I got married and got a new family.
Right.
So they got to see me. And don't get me wrong, I still struggled. 2 years ago, I was in a relationship, and the guy started using PCP, and he left. I broke up with him, and he left my apartment, and 15 minutes later, he got killed in a car wreck. So, I mean, even in these years, I still, you know, on dating websites and meeting guys that were on drugs or guys that were still trying to literally pimp. It was just ridiculous. You would just be so surprised. Even on those dating sites, you have to be so careful.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's so many people out here see these shows, and a lot of people only see them, you know, maybe on the ID channel or the crime shows on TVs. These things happen every day to thousands and thousands and thousands of girls and boys.
Yes.
You know, the sexual trafficking, the prostitution, the drugs, the killing, the robbing. You know, it just goes on way too much in our country. And then there's some people that are kind of tucked away in their own little towns and environments and churches, and they're so busy doing their own little thing that they don't really believe that these kind of things are happening out here, or it couldn't happen to my child, or it couldn't happen to my family. What do you have to say about that?
Well, our family is a perfect example. At one time, all five of my mom's adult children were on crack. And, you know, we went to a Christian school. And on one thing that I love about Facebook, my Facebook is a positive thing. And I have my own ministry on there. There's so many people that knew me as a young girl. And I just would say that don't ever think that it cannot affect your, touch your family, reach out and touch your family, because it very well can. And even now,
definitely,
it's just, these kids are getting, they use these ecstasy pills, but they're meth-based, coke-based, heroin-based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even, I mean, the young kids are doing heroin young, way younger than whenever the age,
right,
of people that started using crack. Crack was,
right,
terrible, but now there's, and the prescription drugs, people that,
there's
the
heroin
stuff,
and the flaca and all the other stuff that you don't even know what's in it or what. And then you, if you're going to buy marijuana, you better make sure you know who you're getting it from, because that could be laced with something that's really bad for you as well. So you have to really be careful, you know, even
they
with
really
that.
Are,
so,
they're lacing the marijuana now because they want people to be addicted to it. So
exactly,
they're putting the harder drugs in the marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really
sad.
We
have just a couple more minutes. Are you there, Boyd? While I bring him back on, when you give him your, if you want to give out your Facebook page so people can reach
okay.
out to you, I'm
all right,
going to do that.
My Facebook is Monique Newell Taylor. It's
okay.
MONIQUENEWELL, and the last name is TAYLOR.
Okay, so if anyone has a story that they want to share with her, or if you just want to talk to her, send her a message on Facebook, and you know, maybe one of these days you'll have a book or movie or something inspiring out there for people.
I'm going to start writing a book. Maybe I can use you for helping me edit my book, Lucinda.
Definitely.
I see that you've
definitely
edited a lot of books.
I have. So,
yes,
gosh, I thank you so much for coming on. I'll let Rob see if he has a last question for you or last comment or anything.
No, I just want to say thanks very much for coming by the show, and we appreciate you sharing that great message to people. And we definitely hope some people learn from that, you know, and get educated on what's real out here. So I just want to say thank you again for being a guest on the show tonight.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
Okay. Thank you, Monique.
You
have
a great,
great week.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the building tonight. Like always, you dig? We rocking all night. Now, just like I told you in the first half of the show, I got my man RJ coming in the building. Got my man Andrew coming in the building. We're going to kick that commercial off before we bring him in, and we just going to have a great time like we always do, man. We stay in the building.
Happy New Year. And with a new year, we know brings new beginnings, right? But if that's the case, the first thing we need to do is get some taxes done. So if you need excellent service, go to the Elite Tax Group LLC. Experienced, responsive, innovative tax professional. You want mobile? Then come to you. You want virtual? Just give them a call. Face to face, stop by a location near you. Flat rate guaranteed, $400 for 1040 W-2, $450 for self-employed. And if you want cash on demand within 24 hours, card, you receive $500 once you have been accepted upon your tax return. Yo, now all you gotta do is go to 2550 West Union Hill Drive, Suite 350, Phoenix, Arizona 85027. Or give them a call, 480-465-4078. And you can also go to the website, www.theelitetaxgroup.com, spelled just like that.
You heard what my boy Max said, spelled just like that. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my man RJ in the building first, man. What's up,
okay.
RJ? You're in the building.
Yes, I am. Am
How
I coming through?
Tonight, sir? Yeah, you're coming through
I'm
loud
feeling,
and clear, my friend.
I'm feeling great. Every day I wake up, it's the first blessing. Then when I get up, it's another blessing, and I use waking up and getting up as a means of moving up.
My man. That's what we like to hear, good brother.
Oh, absolutely.
So, hey, we asked you to come by the show tonight. We wanted you to tell the people here in Arizona and around the world what the Elite Tax Group LLC is all about and what you're doing.
Okay. It's first of all, it's my privilege and my honor to be on your show and to have met you and your good friend, Mark Montgomery. And that's how this moment came about that I'm able to communicate to hopefully millions of people. Now, the Elite Tax Group has four main facets that is so important, so many parts. The first part is that we're interested in giving you the greatest return that you can get back after paying your taxes. Too often, we don't maximize this point. And in maximizing this point, this helps us out tremendously because it can be $1,000 or $2,000 difference. What leads up to us being able to give the people a free estimate, because we want to show them, at least they can arm themselves with us and go to whoever they choose to go to. And then if they choose us, we're advancing them after they're being approved within 24 hours, $500 to $700 that they can put in their pocket as they leave. And then we're very respectful of your time and the energy that you use on a daily basis, you know. And whatever we can save, we're interested in saving. We're providing a mobile service. We'll come to your place rather than you have to come to my place and be able to do your taxes and to give you the service that so few have seen. I know that we're committed 120%, 120%, because if we fall off 20, you understand, we're still at 100. And those are the four factors that we really bring to the table, you know. And I have a wonderful partner, Anthony Ramsey. Anthony, are you there?
My man, is Anthony number star with 662?
901.
Okay, let me see if this, hello, caller, you on the air, 4621, last four digits?
This is Andrew.
Yeah, that's Andrew right there. Yeah, you on the air. That go Andrew right there, RJ.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I'm just saying it's a privilege and an honor to work with you as well. And you have inspired me to be able to be a service to the people, because rather than a tax to the people, you know, we're interested in helping and assisting the greater minority for their effort in giving their hard-earned cash to the government to use, and then not get the interest that they so deserve. So what we're doing, we're taking a minimum of $400 to $450 in return for your for you coming to us getting your services.
My man, anything, Andrew, on your end?
Well, you know, once again, like RJ stated, that it is a privilege to be on your show tonight. I was listening earlier to the young lady you had on the show concerning her experiences and what she have been through, and I commend her on staying strong in the midst of that. And really, she said something very powerful about mending the family. And, you know, we at the Elite Tax Group, we're all about family. I'm a strong believer that if you help enough people in life get what they want out of life, God will make sure that you get what you want and deserve and give you the desires of your heart. And when you put that at the rim of what it is you're trying to accomplish for your company, chances are your company is going to do real well. And when you make it more about the people than about the money, when you make money the byproduct, and you keep front and center that you're there to service the customer. And in every aspect, service is a very powerful key tool, service and customer service. In any company, if you want to look at a very successful company, you look at the customer services of that company and what's behind that and what they stand for. You know, and one of our mottos is we serve to serve again. And it starts with serving the people and really educating our people concerning taxes. Because we over the years, we've experienced that majority of people are afraid of what they don't understand. And that's why people are so afraid of the IRS and taxes. And the key thing, if we educate them on exactly, for instance, I do a lot of returns myself personally because I got some clients won't let anybody touch their tax return but me. And when they tell me that you're the first somebody that ever went through and explained everything like you do, that I can understand what's happening with my return, H&R Block never did it. They come in and they do a couple of things and tell you this is how much you're going to get back and this is how much your fee is, and you're out of the office. Same way with a Jackson Hewitt or a Liberty. But to sit down and educate the people and go through the 1040 form and showing them this is what you got towards credit, this is what you got towards deductions, and this is what you're going to pay in taxes. So when you subtract and you add, we show you that we're going to go through every form. We're going to take our time and show you that this is what you can get compared to us doing our job and earning what it is that we're getting in fees compared to us just wanting to get the fees and hurry up and rush you out of the door and get the next customer in. So when people fully understand what the Elite Tax Group is all about, and we have, I've even had people say, why you charge such low fees? Well, because your family deserves, that's money that you worked for and pay taxes on to earn at the end of the year. So we want to try to make sure that you get most of that back and not paying so much in fees. Sure, all preparers and the company deserve to get paid, but hey, we still want to make sure that you take a majority of that money back home to you. So that's what I'm talking about.
Now, if they need to get in contact with you, Andrew, give them that number and let them know how can they contact you if they need them taxes did right now.
Well, we got best thing about it, we got 11 locations out in the Arizona office. You got RJ's office, and he can give you that number. If you really need to reach the main office at the company, there's an 800 number, which is 877-202-4967. I'll give you that number again. That is, once again, that's 877-202-4967. You can reach us at that number. You're looking for a location that's near you, we try to find you the closest location. But like I said, we do virtual. I have clients in from New York to Florida to Atlanta that still get their taxes done with us. So we just look forward to serving you. And that's once again, why? Because we serve to serve again.
That's what time it is, my friend. So I'm going to go back over here to my man RJ, and RJ going to top it off.
Okay.
I'll hear you back in the building.
All right. Well, the number in Phoenix is 480-465-4078. And also we have mobile services in this area. So if you press for time, you're busy in your schedule, and you, or you don't want to wait in line, we'll come to you at a designated time. And also, I want to add another piece to what my brother and friend, Mr. Ramsey, said about this young lady. This young lady she's went through a great deal, and the more negativeness that most people conceive of, which really has a positive aspect because we learn, and this allows us to go to the next level. You know, everything that we went through, especially, you know, and having to survive. But so many people around you survive things. You know? And if we could just take from them, that would definitely add to our strength and character, you know. And just to be, you know, I'm in the tax business, not for the money, but for the smiles that people can receive after seeing that they can get a greater portion of the money they work for back in their pocket to be able to do something with. That is very special, to be able to help another human being, because we're all part of the human family, and we so deservedly should reach out and embrace as many people that we can. And, I mean, this is what we're about. And by forming a company, an organization, you'll be able to affect whole communities and see them prosper in ways that didn't occur. And a lot of people don't believe. But, first of all, we have to believe in ourselves. And believing in yourself, you give strength to everyone you work with. And Brother Rob, we are partnering in a special way, and I really appreciate your show and what you're doing.
And thank you, sir.
The guest that you're able to bring on, this puts us in a special light, because now, you understand, we are embracing each other, moving forward to do all
we can
to come up, because we're building this house in the streets now. The house is in the streets, but we're in the house. But once we step outside the house, the streets is not loving us back.
At all.
Not at all. Every time you leave your house, that's what I always tell people, you understand, you know that once you leave the union and the company of the team that you're with and you walk out there, no one cares. You know, we don't want you to become another victim. We
Period.
Want to be able to have each other's back in a meaningful and serious way.
Bottom line, you know. So, hey, you definitely heard that from my man RJ in the building. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring my nephew and them on for a hot second. And we're going to put you on hold, RJ. And we're going to be right back with you and my man Andrew.
All right, my brother.
What it do, nephew? What's going on, man?
What's good with you, big homie? How you doing today, man? I'm really digging
that show.
Oh,
man, the segment been going great, man. You know, I knew y'all was on the line, so I just want y'all to formally introduce yourself, man, before we keep moving forward with the game.
What's good, though, man? It's Jack the Mac, Magnificent Mac. Streets Don't Love You Back, Vice President. You know what I mean? All the fundraising events and things that we throw out here to educate the kids. And, you know, we out here keeping it moving, man. You know what we do. And the music, dude. You with me?
All day. What it do, Taz? All right. We're going to be right back. We're going to go to a song. And we'll be right back, and we're going to bring that You already know what it is, man. That Elite Tax Group LLC back to you. Be right back.
Yeah, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birthed to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. With my pen verse, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with. Just lay your promise, giving the man with air bet from the tray. Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity sell success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle finger to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars hey, yo, a target. I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the dog. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
So I What's up? This is Adam T. Young
and Scott Strasberg
with Forever Young Entertainment, rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
What up, though? Boyd Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boyd Vault, baby. You Played Yourself, featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets of favor.
No, you play Joker.
Go copy that.
You play Joker. Hey, yo, you play Joker. Wait a minute, you play Joker because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, all right? Streets don't love your back. I come from the air where we move that crap. That was up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
Happy New Year. And with a new year, we know brings new beginnings, right? And if that's the case, the first thing we need to do is get them taxes done. So if you need excellent service, go to the Elite Tax Group LLC. Experienced, responsive, innovative tax professionals. You want mobile? Then come to you. You want virtual? Just give them a call. Face to face, stop by a location near you. Flat rate guaranteed, $400 for 1040W2, $450 for self-employed. And if you want cash on demand, within 24 hours you'll receive $500 once you have been accepted upon your tax return. Yo, now all you gotta do is go to 2550 West Union Hill Drive, Suite 350, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027. Or give them a call, 480-465-4078. And you can also go to the website, www.theelitetaxgroup.com, spelled just like that.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. We stay in the building worldwide. And we out here moving forward, man, on a major label every day, baby. We want to thank all our soldiers, man, across the country, man, that roll with us, man, educating these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence into a better life. We want to thank all our soldiers behind the walls in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state men and women. We rocking behind the walls and educating too, man. So I want to thank all my soldiers out there, all my soldiers throughout Arizona, throughout the country, man. We out here for real with this thing, you dig? So once again, I got my man RG in the building. RG is all the way live. He's doing great things. I got my man Andrew in the building, and he's doing great things as well. So I'm going to bring them back in, and they're going to give you that information one more time. And we want you to get out there, get them taxes did, and go out there and holler at the Elite Tax Group, LLC, and let them know Streets Don't Love You Back sent you, man. Let's go on out here and do this thing. So I'm going to hit Andrew back up before I go to RJ. Andrew, you back in the building.
Okay. Once again, we really appreciate the opportunity. I can't say that enough because, like I said, you could have a lot more a lot more on the show than a lot other people other than ourselves, and we don't take that lightly. We count it a privilege to be on your show tonight. The key thing that we want to stress also, as the gentleman said, on the commercial virtue, it doesn't matter where you are. We don't have a location there. You can call in the number, and we could give you a quote on your taxes and have the documents overnighted to you. You sign off, and you get your return done, either direct deposit, or we can place it on a card, or either we can overnight you your check to you. So it doesn't matter where we are. We can take care of you. We just really can't stress enough that we're trying to serve you. We're not making it about the fees. We're making it about you and your family. And if we can just give us the opportunity to show you what we can do, the rest is on you.
That's the bottom line. You heard what my man Andrew said, man, and we're going to stress that again. Get him a call, check him out, let him know the Streets Love You Back sent you, and go ahead and get locked in and get them taxes did and get more, man, for what you've been getting. So they're willing to sit down and work with you. They're willing to take you step to step with this thing, and they're willing to just be of great service, like they said, serve you now and want to serve you again and again. So with that being said, Mr. Andrew, any last words, my friend?
Hey, as they stated, the streets don't love you back. Because the streets don't love you back. Over the Elite Tax Group, we love you the most.
My man. And that's the bottom line. So we want to thank you, Mr. Andrew, and it's been an honor as well, my friend, with having you on this show as well. And I'm going to go over here to Mr. RJ, and he's going to close out as well. But, hey, we look forward to building a great, great working relationship and more things to come with the squad, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, my man.
Oh.
All right, you back in the building.
Okay. You know, oftentimes we see a vision. And within that vision, we strive to make a reality. I'm sure, and I'm speaking for the Elite Tax Group, that their vision is to be of the greatest service that we can impact upon the individuals within each and every community. You know, we have an 800 number. Also, like I said, in the Phoenix area, if you want to do a face-to-face or either a virtual, call 480-465-4078. Now, it's a known fact that we pay taxes in everything we do in life. It's either a liability or an asset, you know. We want to be that asset to you, to help you not to become a greater liability through having paid taxes, because they know that it's two things certain in life. What is that? What are they, Rob?
Oh, you got to pay taxes and die.
Taxes and debt, and that's, you know,
that's
pretty much
lies,
been the motto.
Baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Them is due, no matter what.
And if we allow it to happen, they would tax us to death.
Amen.
Without any
respect. You know,
but we want to represent the little people, because we know the big people have ways of avoiding
that type of
question. Okay? But we want to help each other. And with every fiber of my being, I'm anxious to meet whoever I need to meet, whether it's face-to-face, by virtue, or mobile, which is me coming to you, and then it still will be face-to-face. But it'd be special.
My man.
Because I will have, I will come honor, be honored to visit your place.
And that's real talk right there. So you heard that from my man, RJ. RJ done gave you the 411. My man, Andrew, gave you the 411. So we want y'all once again, man, get in touch with them. Let them know the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you. Go ahead and get what you really deserve. You dig what I'm saying? And that's the greatest return you can get. So with that being said, we're going to close out. And we want to thank everybody for participating in the show tonight, all our viewers and all our people that tunes in. We want to just thank you for that. And go ahead and get some taxes, dear. Thank you, RJ. Thank you, Andrew.
Listen, am I still
thank
on?
Thank you, Miss Monique. Yeah, you're still on, sir.
Okay. I would like to come back at a later date to represent the Elite Products line. That's based
without
on
a doubt.
Elite detergent.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
without a
because
doubt. And we're going to talk
about
that.
We not only
that.
Have a service, we have a product that we're
yes.
pushing.
Bottom line. So we definitely going to come back to that because me and Unc going to sit at the table on that, me, him, and Andrew, and we're going to get that out there for you too. In the meantime, you go get them taxes did and let them know once again, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you in the building. And if you have not got that book, The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman, you can log on to our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, and purchase that book. You can also purchase Evander's Beverly Baldus Green book, Real Love 2. You can also get that off our website, or you can Google that, Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, Lulu.com, all over the world, man. You dig what I'm saying? And also, we want to give another big shout-out to my man Snoop Dogg for rocking the Streets Don't Love You Back wave cap, man. We appreciate that, sending you much love. And for all who don't know, Evander's Beverly Baldus Green, that's Big Snoop Moms. And Moms, we love you. Get well. You know what I mean? We're sending our prayers out to you, and we love you all. Peace and love. Much love to my beautiful queen, my wife, who rocked with the show with me, been rocking 7 years straight with the show now. And we just thanking God for all the things he's done did for us and blesses us to give back and bless other people. And that's an honor and a great feeling itself when you're able to bless another man and another woman or people, period, man. So much love, man. And we out the building with the Elite Tax Group LLC, baby.
Happy New Year. And with a new year, we know brings new beginnings, right? But if that's the case, the first thing we need to do is get them taxes done. So if you need excellent service, go to the Elite Tax Group LLC. Experienced, responsive, innovative tax professionals. You want mobile? They come to you. You want virtual? Just give them a call. Face to face, stop by a location near you. Flat rate guaranteed, $400 for 1040 W-2, $450 for self-employed. And if you want cash on demand within 24 hours, you'll receive $500 once you have been accepted upon your tax return. Yo, now all you gotta do is go to 2550 West Union Hill Drive, Suite 350, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027. Or give them a call, 480-465-4078. And you can also go to the website, www.theelitetaxgroup.com, spelled just like that.